Starting from the beginning of the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara has a Shiloh. Mirin Benodru Huda Pligi Rabbanan. Avadiru Modele Rabbanan of Liaz Ben Yaakov de Kanusim Dabu. The Homochlokas is in the case where they did it themselves, so they created this situation, so we're not going to be matter, but if it was forced upon them, we're going to be makel. So how does that work? I mean, if it's usher, it's usher. The more is clearing, possibly, that really the Rabbanan agreed to Eliezer ben Yaakov that in this situation you say Yesh Breira. We did not feel a Benodru Shori, therefore Mikra didn't even a case of Nodru. If each one asked themselves at Bahanoa, it should be Motor, because when they go into the Chotzer, we say it's their Chotzer. Breira says it's really their Chotzer at that time, they're not being the henna from the other person. But Rabbanan suffered Tatsina Lahu, the Chomim held according to this possibility, that even so, there would be a reason we should give them a kanas for entering into this type of situation. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov suffered a little kansina, which that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov disagrees with. But that's a case where they undertook it themselves. Of a hidiru d'loshayich kanasa shari midina d'yesh b'era. Okay. Now that the run, this with the more is contemplating this possibility is the loyker of Vino the Uki Puktayo by Perik Sharshon the Zapora, but Yesh Brera Vein Brera. This is the more is contemplating not like Ravina's understanding. Or Dilma Behidira Nami Pligi Rabbanan, Ukiswore the Ravina. The Hassam, the Swar of the Rabbina holds that it's their argument is that they hold Ein Breira. So whether it's their fault or not doesn't make a difference. But now they can't go into the Chotzer because there's an Issa D'Raisa to go into the Chotzer. Okay. Some more says Toshma. It says the case of the Seifa. It says a case where only one was Asur, but the lotion was he was Mudr Hanom Mechaveroi. Upligir Rabbanan Mestam Mudr Mechaveroi Ketani. The lotion is Mudr Mechaveroi Alma Afilu Bhidir Upligi. That's talking about a case where the person became Mudr. Somebody else made him Mudr. Even that. So Tony, the Moor says, no, we could understand over there. It means not the Mechaberu. However, the Noider Nami Mudr Kori Le. The Mudr Masha Ben Mi Piat, Somai Ben Mi Piacheru. Even the Lashon is Mudr, which usually a Mudr means there's a Madir, which means Ruvein Asher it on Shimon. No, it's Shimon made it Asher upon himself. So it's a case of a Noider. And really, he's a nodur. He is now in a state of being nodur, but you could use lashon of mudur, even though he himself made it. That's where, and therefore, we're saying we're referring specifically to that type of case. So, not changing the gears to the Mishnah, we're saying the word mudur can be understood as nodur. The more it says, and that truth is that has to be the case of the sefer. Why? Because it says that we're kai for him to sell his portion. See, Rish Lama didn't order who, if he did it, handled the kaifin. So we forced him to sell. If he should guard him out, because he caused the problem. Eliyamrit the Lord order who, he didn't do it. So Ruvain asked it on Shimon. So why did Shimon have to sell? Am I kaifin? Haman is honest. He's an honest. So therefore, it's mistaken that the case of the Sefer was a case of Nodr. Fine. Now, so the Ran, let them all respond. The case is that Reuben asked it and Shimon. We're kaifa him to sell. It's referring to Reuben, not Shimon. Kaifa as a Nodr means it's a matter comer. There is the problem is we have a situation which is it can't continue like this. It's because he might be nichshol. So we have a solution. The solution is let the noider who made the mess the mother who made the mess will force him to sell out. That's not, the more did not understand that we can do that because he made it us and somebody, he had valid rights to do that, and now there's a chashash of a mitzvah, therefore he has to give away his property. But if a person did it himself, why did he do this? And so we say, so fine. So get out. So therefore, Zadaran, Vyeshitmoy, Alaran, Rabbeinu Moshe, Bar Maimon, Zal, Shekosav, Delamadar, Hu Shekofen. So Rambam actually paskins that we make the madir sell. Shall be shazeh who derech haYerushalmi that tell the Yerushalmi learns the Gemara ains that derech Gemara shalonu. Our Gemara clearly is not learning like that because the Gemara is saying the Hachanan Mistabra. What's Hachanan Mistabra according to that? The case would be a case of the Gemara saying the case was our Gemara saying the case was it has to be that the one that you're being kaifa is the one who's also. Say if he undertook it himself, I understand. If somebody else forced it on him, it doesn't make any sense. So it's a raya that he undertook it himself. What's the raya? If you've been kind for the matter, so there's no raya. So it's a clear argument, it's not learning like that. The raya would ask the question. Okay. Now, Zataran, Umiyu, Imhoya Rogo Lahadir. If this person was being bothered on people regularly, so we would do that. If the one of the partners kept making it us another partner, so Kevin as a rogel limker chelka. So we don't want him in this relationship anymore. We make him step out of the relationship. He sell out.
He wouldn't want to be in. The other one wouldn't want to be in it either. I mean, it's not good for anybody.
Are we saying that the neder is for a limited period of time, at the default 30 days or something, that he can be rogel laso or rogel lahadia?
No, he made it. He was matter it. And then he does it again.
With different shutfim now.
No, I'm talking about Dafka.
I'm not saying Dafka, but I'm saying the Rogel based in might step in if he was Rogel to in his business dealings with, you know, various shutfim.
You would think his reputation would get, I mean, after once or twice, I mean.
He's running the long con.
What?
He's running the long con.
I don't know. Farshu the Trezim and Mikri Rogel. Two times is already problematic. You mean Hosam of Arthur Hokamaiso, Vavara Loktinyana, if you make it usher again, I guess it means the third time. So we say either be mounted the net right away or sell out your portion. Fine. Zaturan. Getting back to over here, so the more had a shayla, had a little Mishnah, the more attempted to bring a proof, the more takes away the proof. But it's not a proof the other direction either. The more was not pushed at the shayla, and it stands as a shayla. Okay. Vim Taimar is at the run, Vim Shalay Miditnan, come on. So the person answered himself another person and the other person on him. Shnei mutar medaber shel arli bavel. V'asurim medaber shel oisah ha'ir. So arli bavel were the things which belonged to all of Klal Yisrael. That the people would be Arla from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, they would travel along. As they traveled along, there was public water, etc., whatever it was. So that doesn't belong to anybody. So nobody's usher in that. But the items of the city belong to the members of the city. See, he can't benefit, and neither of them can benefit because both are usher. The Masurim Medaber Shalosh Ha'ir, Beis Medaber Shalosh Ha'ir, Harachava, the road, Ramerchatz, you know, the gathering place, Ramerchatz, Beis Knesses, and that was a case of the person Harenia Lechachayim about to lie, and both are Osir. So the Harenia Lechachayim, he's Osir, about to lie, he didn't do it. So that's going into Rabbanan. That we don't say when he walked into the shul, he's using his portion. It wasn't the Americans, he's using his portion. We say it's always usher. So you see, even in the case of Hidiru, the other person is usher, even though he was not neither, he was mudder. Tirsa Rabbi Ben Yonazal, the Hossam, Hanotam, Shim, the Afagab, the mudder, Onis. So, but since both people did it, different than that, the neuter, there's the argument was contemplating the case where Reuben Asher and Shimon Asher and Reuben. So, neither one undertook an iser upon themselves. So, maybe that they don't make a kenas. But over here, the person undertook an iser upon himself. He will be usher. But you can't have a situation where he's usher, the other person is mutter. Shema serum di sharisa mutter letzais neuter. Shemachal plug rabbanon. So that's why the rabbanon don't argue in that case. So that's not a riot to our shayla. Okay.
So you can't have a case where one is usher and one is not.
You can or you cannot?
That's my question. I must have misheard the last thing you said.
The Ben Yonah is saying that from that case, I've had them both are also, it's not a proof. Because over there, since the neuter undertook upon himself, Isser, in other words, we're contemplating when each one puts an Isser on the other individual, nobody's also. Dr. Blazer Manyak, if you say braver. So maybe that's true, but over here we don't want to do that and say we should say theoretically the neuter is usher, but the mutter is not, because we say brayer for the mutter. So we say brayer for the mutter, you can't say brayer for the neuter because he gets a knas according to this. So, but the neuter is not going to keep the din if you're mat to the mutter. So therefore, we ask the mutter in order to make the neuter usher.
Thank you.
Okay. Shalat Gemara. The bottom line. Omer Rabba, Omer Zairi. The Chumim did not. I mean, the lashon loy plug over here, I mean, it has to be the lashon. The Chumim did not want to differentiate between the two parties. It's not a language of arguing. Omer Rabba, Omer Zairi. So we mentioned this in the round. Mentioned this in the Mishnah. This. The case of the Mishnah was Bish Yesh, probably he puts in. kishayesh bakadei chalukah, that the property is large enough that yeshu kadei chalukah, but they haven't divided it out. In the case of so it has to work with the Breira concept. But in the case of Yeshua Chaluka, which theoretically they could divide out, so we don't look at it as a Breira. That's what the Chama said, there's no Breira. So that's what Rabbi quoted in the name of Ziri. Someone like Rabbi Yosef challenged that. Very basic kinesis, Kimishain Bakadecha Luka Dami. You can't all of a sudden, you know, divide out the basic kinesis, each person gets their little spot. It's Ein Bakadecha Luka. It has to remain in the state of Shutvis. And still the Chama says it's Osir. According to what you're saying, in that case should be Mutter. You should say Breira. Rabbi Yosef said that the correct version of what Ziri said was the opposite. Machlokes is a case of Shein Mekadei Chalukah. Even though there's a Yaakov, it says you say Breira, in the case of Yeshua Nechaluka, when they set it up, the Chalkila, it's something which they must stay in the Shutvis. It's not large enough to divide out and each person get their own portion. So they must stay in the Shutvis. So we say it must be that the original arrangement was that I'll use the chotzer, when I use the chotzer, it's mine, and you, when you use it, it's yours. So that's what Yaakov says, in the original arrangement, there was the purchase, as it were, of all of these future moments, when he uses it, that it's his. That's only something which they're forced to say in the Shutvis. In a chotzer which they could divide, it's large enough they could divide. We don't know what the arrangement was. Maybe the arrangement was that they're buying it now and they'll divide tomorrow. So we don't say that there was inherent in the purchase was the ownership of all those future moments, which will be in his bar when they are later on. The whole thing might change. So there's no brave recording even according to Blaz Ben Yaakov. Zucked around, top of the page. So, and this is in Rabbah's version. The run of the Ashi, Mishum the Savri, ain't Breira. So, with Yeshua Kedechaluka, so we say there's no Breira. Lamrinan Hover Hadover Kishimishamish. We don't say when they're using it. Now it's Nisbar. The Guba Chotzer Kani Loy LeTashmisha. It's his Chotzer now. Mishum the Kimin the Yesh Bagadecha Luka B'Shas Kani Yosin Loy Hover Sheir Rishoy LeLishamish B'Chelik Zat the Shemel Loy Yomer LeChelka. Since it's something which eventually could be divided, so we can't say, which means at that point in time, the final beer will be each one gets a portion of the chotzer. So what he's using now will be his portion. So there's not shy of braver in that case of Yeshua Dechaluka. There's a sover. The filo b'chiha amrin and braver. Pishvitchila kishakano he saw. So there's, as it were, according to Blaz Ben Yaakov, according to this version, in a chotzer which has yesh but a chaluka, there are going to be inherent in the purchase two arrangements. One is that as long as they say it's shutvin, they don't divide out, it's nisbar whose it is. When he uses it, it's totally his. Each person, as they use it, it's totally theirs. And eventually, they're going to divide, and each one will take their portion. So they can't divide. But whatever you do, so it's going to stay in the state of shutvis indefinitely. And the arrangement that each one can use it. So then, everybody agrees. And why are they mutter to yesh breir over here, like we said before in the Mishnah? Because over here it's better than the average case of breir, because the majority of this is arranged the chachila. Like we said before. Somalay Rav Yosef Rebesa Knesses the Kimishain Bagdecha Lukadami. Tanan Shnaim Asura Mitabash also here. Umafarash also Baham Masnisin the Pirkan, that's Lamish later on, and explains what does that mean, Dabashalosa here? You're gonna be a Knesses. So Bishlam is at the Rav Yosef Iyamrit the Bechatz Hashem Din Chaluka Pligi. So the Chum hold that case of Eimad the Chaluka is Aser. So Hamani Rabbanani. That's the Rabbanan. Iyamrit the Bechatz Hashem Din Chaluka Dibre Kol Mutter. So such a case where it's Eimad the Chaluka, everybody holds it's Mutter. So Masis and Aman Tarmei. So who's the Tan of our Mishnah? In the case of Eimer de Chaluka, the Chama say, I'm sorry, still, even so, in Breira. The Bezer Sober, Kibran, the EF, Lechem, and Ashutrin, Lachim, and Schaber, and Ishtamish, by the oil, they are always in this, they're in this perpetual Shutris, which each one has full rights to use it when he wants. Or, and he can't even ask him to divide out. Should they goof a canoe the garment, the cholecha, the tashmisha, b'shas tashmisha? So we said that the original purchase was that each one will get full ownership when he uses it. And when they actually use it, it's this bar that this is one of those moments. Like I said before, this is a better case of braver than the average case. That's a case of Eimad de Chaluka, which is possible that it's not in this situation in perpetuity. It's they might divide out. Probability is they're going to divide. Even if we have some Yaakov Saber, he after Lormer Shemitkila Kenuya Kula Kolechal Tashmishay. That is inherent in the purchase is this arrangement for full ownership when he uses it. Because any moment one can divorce, force the other to divide out. So before the chalukah, there's no breira, so there's shutvin. So any individual, when he's using it, he's using both properties, both ownerships. He can't be in the head of another person, so he can't use the chatur. Okay. But the drasha ella afilu la'achar chalukah nami asurin. So what do we say? So they said, okay, fine, we'll divide out. It's Chotzer, which has Kenei Chaluka. They'll divide, each one gets their section. Now it's their section. They can be in a henna from it. The Lekalamemer, the Kibin Shechalku, Hover Hadabra, the Mafreya, Shechalka, Magia, Mishor, Yishana. So what should you argue? You should argue. So the drash like this. We have two ways to look what happened. So Reuben and Shimon own the chatzah, which is yesh b'kenei chaluka, which means at any given moment, any one of the two partners can demand a division, and we have to honor that. Okay. Now what happens when they divide? We have two choices. One way to understand it is that it's a mechira. Each one owns the whole property, or owns part of a portion of the whole property, and Reuben is selling out his portion in what Shimon is taking, and Shimon is selling out his portion in what Reuben is taking. But then they're bringing the hand from each other. Or we could say, no, when they divide it, it's a breira, and now it's the ispara, that means kila, when they made the shutvis, this was the portion which really belonged to Reuven, and this is the portion which really belonged to Shimon. So I'm not being the head of another person, it's my portion. But that's regular breiras, like the Rashba. You can't say, when they divide, huvra darim mafreya shehu chelka magia mishar rishana. So let's argue Breira. He wasn't also in this portion. This is his portion. Inherent in the original, like, the whole word of the run was inherent in a purchase of a chatzar she'en b'kerecha luka, is an ongoing tashmish. That is what it means, and they're buying it for the purpose of tashmish. So by definition, they're buying it with the understanding that it has to be belong totally to one at some point and totally to the other at some point. The question is just when. Over here, the purchase is not inherent in the purchase, is that there's the purpose of the purchase is to divide. That's not inherent in the purchase. They might divide, they may not divide. It's a possibility, but you can't say by definition that the purchase is to divide and figure out which one's which is which. That's not true. So that's a regular Breira. We hold in Breira. Okay, so it's not the Ran. Fine, okay, so it's not Breira. So it's a purchase. So now Reuven bought out Shimon, and Shimon bought out Reuven. So that'll solve the problem. Lesson. The feel of lachem imenu asura, because purchasing doesn't help. Where do I see that? Kedemin liel gabi kikri alecha. My kikir is also in you, and then he gives it to him. So it's not his kikir anymore. Reuven says to Shimon, "My kikir is also in you." Then Reuven gives it to Shimon. It's not Reuven's kikir anymore. It's Shimon's kikir. Shimon can't eat. Can't be in the henna from Reuven's kikir. It's not Reuven's. It's Shimon's. But the luck is that it's aser. If Reuven gave it to Levi and then Levi gave it to Shimon, fine. But Reuven gave it directly to Shimon, that goes into the aser. For this purpose, the mechira will be the same thing. So that's what the Rashba says. You can't say Breira, because that's a regular berry. So you can't say it's mutter because he purchased it, because that itself is not mutter. Once they divide, it's mutter. So what's the pshat? The Rashba's diuk that purchasing does is not matter, it is correct. So you have to say Breira. It's a Breira. This is a, we should say the ain't Breira. Nearly the time is out. I will have the camel and be the rice ain't Breira. I feel okay. And on Saturday, I'm not skating the statue. Shall you collect my hand? Lost all the Breira. Binyan, she's in the Sarah Salah of Lacher Chaluka. Tihaki Osser Lay, Nifse Diday, Benabedin. So you have to say that there was a non Sahari, that part of the original purchase was that I'm protecting my purchase. There's no way you can make an Osser on me. Which means if it comes to that, we will divide, and that was inherent in the original purchase, that under these circumstances we're going to divide, and I get my portion. It's my portion. So that would be back to this other idea. That's a better braver, because inherent in the original purchase is this division under these circumstances. It's better than regular braver. That was the Ron's point. Okay. So the Gemara. So The Mishnah said, so and the person has a merchus, a base of bad, which he's rented out. So he has three says, Yad. So Reuven owns a merchus. Reuven asks that Shimon can't have any benefit from Reuven. Meanwhile, Reuven has a merchus, which Reuven owns, which he rented out to Levi. Can Shimon go into the merchus? Is he going to Levi's merchus, which is mutter? Is he going to Reuven's merchus, which is aser? So he said, depends if he has tefisas yad. If Reuven still has some control, some hand, you know, connection to it, he's holding on to it in some way, so then it's aser. If not, it's Levi's, and Shimon's benefiting from Levi, not from Reuven. The Mor says, if the arrangement is that whatever profits come in, Reuven gets a half, a third, or a quarter, that's awesome. Okay. Now, well, the bots are loy, but less than that, not the gifts of which the the Ran has a girsa of bebeitzim. Okay, so he says, just the for some reason or other, the Baal Amerchatz used to receive a side benefit that people would come into town to use the Merchatz. They'd bring in their produce, their eggs, whatever it was, and they would, so the Baal Amerchatz on the side would purchase the eggs and then resell them. So he'd become like he would become the middleman for selling the eggs. So if the Reuven's arrangement is he gets to keep the eggs, so he's not keeping any ownership, any financial ownership in the Merchatz, getting any of the profits of the Merchatz, but this side benefit, which used to be a common side benefit, that's not called Tvisas Yat. So fine. Abaye Amar Filo Bebeitzim Oser, according to the gifts of the Ran, since that was a standard procedure that the person who was the Baal Amerchatz in the town, he would always get this side benefit of being the clearinghouse for the eggs for the town, and then get the profits of that. So that's part of owning Amerchatz. So if Reuven maintained that, he's still some way maintaining its ownership in the Merchatz, so Shimon can't have enough Reuven, can't use the Merchatz. So Hechidami the Shori. So where would be the scenario that where it's more to the Makabel Betaska, that Shimon pays Reuven a set rent? He's not getting it as the usage is not what's defining what he gets. So Shimon has no interface with Reuven in that scenario. Levi rented it. Levi's paying a set amount for rent. So Reuven is basically, from that point in time, is not connected at all to the ongoing usage of the Merchatz. Okay, Zaturan.
So what if the Mudar is not paying anything? Well, the Zohar says, "Hey, you know, you're my buddy. You know, go in and
fine." So the Ran, the commentary says, "Yad." It's after the Gemara. Amar Nachman the Mechus is Reviach. The Kibbutz the Baal Hamerchus Mistaker Kefi Masha Merchus Reviach. How like the day? So he's really involved in, the, as it were, in the ongoing usage, because he gets his profits based on the usage. So it's called, he's still maintaining ownership, and the Shimon is being benefiting from Reuven's Merchus. I'm a Beitzim Mutter. Darken hoyel shabal amerchatz mistaker bebeitzim. The Baal Amerchatz would benefit from the egg shaboyim lerchatz shom. Hoyel lechem asam emenu. He would sell it on the side. Shemachakomer shim ein Baal Amerchatz mistaker berevach amerchatz klal. The Baal HaMerachah says, I'm not getting anything out of that. El Shire Lats, my Oyster Rebbech Shabbatsim, but that you're selling on the side, eggs, he would sell to the people coming. So that profit, I'm keeping that right to that profit. Mutter, the Fish Shadow Meguv Americans. That's the standard. It reminds me of, here we go to the mikveh in Lakewood. So you walk in and there's a little grocery store on the side that's selling wine, cookies and stuff like that, for Shabbos.
Really?
You go to the men's mikveh in Lakewood, and so it's like it's the latest open store in town. They sell this, they have milk and like that. Why not? You're having a major traffic coming through. Why not make some? So take advantage of that. So that's part of the usage of the Americans, is they take advantage of the traffic of the Americans. So that's called Tfisas Yad.
I understand, but let's say there's a 10% share that the Baal HaMerachah gets. Why is that insufficient?
Well, according to the Ron, it is not insufficient. That's why he changed the gears to Beitzim.
Well, I mean, he's going to have a problem then, the whole Lashon is kind of weird.
Message of Yehuda was, we'll see, we'll get to the moment and see, and the more uses that Lashon also a few places. Those were standard numbers. I don't think it's Lav, I think it's Lav Dafka.
Okay, you would have thought, according to the Ron, it's sort of any percentage.
Yeah, an economy.
Yeah.
That's why the Ron goes with the Gersa Beitzim.
So with the percentage, we're basing it on the concept that the usage generates the income.
Right, they charge for uses. That's its profit. Right?
With the eggs, we're saying that people that are that the usage doesn't generate that, in the sense that the people that are there are coming for the merchats and
this is a very trafficked place. It's a good place to sell. Put up your little stall and sell whatever. So if I'm the if apparently the owner of the Merchats was the one who did it. It wasn't like he was letting some kid stand in front of it and sell whatever. He did it. So that's part of the standard usage of the Merchats. So the buy is arguing, if the owner of the Merchats says I'm maintaining that right to the stall, so he's still keeping Tfisas Yad of the Merchats. That's part of the usage of the Merchats, is to take advantage of the traffic of it. This is one more line in the round, then we'll he has the kasha, we'll leave the kasha. Hechi domi shari the shari, but the kabbat the betaskel. Shedo noit the chelik hayidua berevach Americans. El shedo shen leskar the rekatz of lashon. He doesn't get a percentage. He gets a set amount. So he's not involved in the Merchats at all, and the only issue is he gets paid a rent, and that's it, and that's mutter. Now what the Ron's going to do, and this Ron continues on to the next Amud, is grapple with this issue of, it seems to be that we understand the relationship between the master and the seicher. The master really is not, it's lost really ownership in the property while the seicher is using it, and therefore when somebody's being the head, they're being headed from the seicher, not from the masker. Well, we'll see the regards to many different areas that's not necessarily true. So if the masker would be makdish, what happens if something comes into the property, who's kind of with it, all these different questions, which if those are true, they still maintain ownership. So why is it with the being the head? You're being the head from the masker's property. So that's the Ron's going to deal with into the next. Yeah, okay.